Let's look here together in Genesis chapter 19 and verse number 27. The Bible said, "And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. And the Bible said, and he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain and beheld, lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham." I wonder why God remembered Abraham. Could it be because Abraham remembered God? Could it be because Abraham made a place in his life to stand before the Lord? And the Bible said here, God remembered Abraham. And the Word of God said, when he destroyed, he remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt. And Lot went up out of the mount of Zoar, up out of Zoar, and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him. For he feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for stirring our hearts tonight. Lord, I am so thrilled, Lord, with Lord, the faces, the little lives, our Father, that we had the privilege as a church to touch. And God, I pray that, Lord, you'd help us just to continue, Lord, to try our best, our Lord, to touch lives with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I'm glad you are the great physician. I'm glad, Lord, whatever needs to be healed, God, just one word and you can heal it. One touch, our Father, and you can heal it. I pray, Father, tonight that you'll bless this message now. Help us, Lord, tonight. Clothe us in our calling. Help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'm going to say this before I get started preaching tonight. I'm just thinking, and I have a long list of prayer requests that we're praying about right now, but somebody might not be here between now and then, but we need to remember Sister Sherry. She's got surgery coming up in Charlotte on July the 15th. And please be much in prayer for her. Continue to pray for the Musselman family. Brother Dwayne's preaching over at Piney Grove tonight. Remember him in prayer as well. I want to give you five things tonight about this morning, this time in the morning. And I hope it'll be a blessing to you. The first thing I saw here is a place in the morning. I believe God would really bless if we would allow Him to develop a place in our lives in the morning. The Bible said Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. There was a special place in Abraham's life where the only thing that he was interested in doing at that place was meeting with God. I'm going to tell you something. I've experienced this in 27 years of being saved. It takes a lot of pressure off if you just meet with Him first thing. I'm telling you what's the truth. It'll change your life, amen, if you'll just get up in the morning and have a place to meet with Him before you head out into that busy day. The Word of God said in Genesis 22 and verse number 3, "And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him." In other words, when Abraham was just going to meet with God, he got up early in the morning. And when Abraham was required of God to give his only son, Isaac, he was still willing to get up early in the morning. He didn't drag his feet, amen. He said, "There's a place yonder that God told me to take him, and I'm headed that way with him, amen, to do what God told me to do." I don't know about you, but I believe this, as far as, you know, this week goes, especially this week, I would, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, tithing over there in Malachi. God said, "Just prove me.
try me. Amen. See if I won't open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing on you. Amen. I want God to just help us to prove Him in this area. Just try Him. Get up early in the morning and take these names, these precious names, and pray over them. Amen. And see what God might do this week. Amen. In their lives. Amen. The Bible said there's a place in the morning. And then, secondly, this is kind of elementary in a way, but not just the place, but there's something needs to go on when we get there. And that's a prayer in the morning. The Bible said in Psalm 5 and 3, "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up." You know, I believe with all my heart, that's one of the problems in the generation that we live in. Not too many people are looking up. Amen. As a matter of fact, I get caught in that trap sometimes. Amen. And I get down and I'm looking down. Amen. But God said to pray to me in the morning and look up and see what I might do. You say, "Preacher, why should we do that?" If for no other reason, we have, look in Mark chapter 1 and verse number 35. The Bible said, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed." If for no other reason, our Lord Jesus set the example, amen, about the morning for you and for me, that we ought to get a hold of God in the morning. You know what I believe? Daniel got a hold of God in the morning. But he didn't just quit there. The Bible said he opened his windows as he did aforetime, and he prayed three times a day. He was directing his prayer towards Jerusalem, and he was not ashamed, amen, to pray. I want to challenge especially the workers. You know, if the teens are sleeping in a little bit, get up early in the morning. Amen. Spend some time in prayer. Ask God for the day and what the needs might be and what the need, how the needs might be met in the lives of these precious young people. And I believe if they'll do that, and back here on the home front, we'll bathe this trip in prayer, God will bless it in a special way. A place in the morning, a prayer in the morning. What about a power in the morning? You say, "Preacher, what do you mean power?" The Bible said, "His anger endureth but for a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. The joy of the Lord," the Word of God said, "is our strength." In Mark chapter 16, Brother Frankie touched on this in Sunday school this morning. "And verily in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun." There's power, amen, and getting hold of God in the morning, amen. I believe there's resurrection power. We realize that we're alive in Him. It's Monday. Tomorrow's Monday. A lot of people going to be dragging around. How many knows what I'm talking? They're going to drag into work and they're going to drag and drag and drag. I tell you what I believe. I believe we need to get back to that place where the children of God go on down there to work. I don't care if there's a bunch of heathen and just brag on God, what you learned in God's Word, how you got to meet with God's people in God's house, how you got to hear the singing of the songs of Zion, and how the Lord spoke to your heart. Amen. I believe that'll make a difference. Amen. There's a power in the morning. Luke 24, the Bible said, "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they come into the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them." How many believes if they would have waited, they would have missed the blessing? But if they got there, amen, early in the morning, ready to anoint the body of the Lord Jesus, I tell you, that would have been good enough for them. But boy, they got a whole lot more than they bargained for when they went up to that tomb and found out that it was empty. Amen. Praise His holy name. Now, let me give you this. There's a place in the morning, a prayer in the morning. There's a power in the morning. I don't know about you, but this is the way I find it in my life. If I miss the morning, it's pretty much said, I'm going to miss the rest of the day. How many knows what I just said? I'm telling you, I believe there's something to what Jesus said when He said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. I'll tell you, I believe God wants us to give Him the first part of that day. Amen. Then there's a praise in the morning. Brother Johnny, y'all are going to have, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I think you have devotions in the morning, don't you, brother? I'm praying that God will use what I'm saying tonight, amen, to help in that devotion time. There's a praise in the morning. In Psalm 59 and verse 16, he said, "But I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble." I was doing it this morning and didn't even realize I was doing it. I have to sing when others aren't around. Amen. But I had that bucket of water and them flowers out there, and I was letting her rip. I was having a good time. Amen. And didn't even realize. Let's praise is my friend comely, especially in the morning. Amen. How we are to bless His name. How we are. Oh, I know what I was singing, Charity. Consider the lilies. It wasn't a lily nowhere. Amen. But I was watering flowers and singing, "Consider the lilies. How they toil not." Hallelujah. But our Lord takes care of them. Amen. Amen. There's not a king with more splendor than them. Amen. You can, I tell you what, if your heart's right with God, you can look down in a little flower and shout. You can look up in a white cloud and shout. You can look at a star and shout. You can look at a youngin's face on a screen and a shout well up in your soul. Amen. Because we know He's the one that's worthy. Praise in the morning. Praise in the morning. And then let me give you this, and this is important. And I'll be done tonight. There's a purpose in the morning. You say, "Preacher, what do you mean?" Well, I know that this week they're going to have devotions in the morning on the trip. And you and I certainly ought to have devotions in the morning. And if you don't like that, amen, then just don't like it. I'm just telling you we should have, amen. We ought to read our Bible in the morning. We ought to pray in the morning. We ought to praise Him in the morning. And we ought to do it on purpose. There ought to be a purpose about our lives. We're not just getting up and haphazardly going through the day and just bouncing from here to there. But we have a reason to live. We have a reason to seek His face. The Bible said in Psalm 92 and verse 1, the Bible said, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High." Look at verse 9, verse 2. The Bible said, "To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night." In other words, we ought to get up in the morning and say, "Lord, help me." I can't remember who it was here just recently. Oh, it was Brother Frankie in Sunday school. He said, "I get up," and he said, "I ask God to give me somebody to witness to today." Amen. To show forth the loving kindness of God. There's a reason. Amen. Let me say this. It's hard to show forth His loving kindness if it ain't coming out of us. Amen. And the Word of God is talking about the importance of showing forth His loving kindness in the morning. The Bible said, watch this now. Not only do we need to show forth His loving kindness, but before that, the Bible said in Psalm 143 and verse 8, "Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning." We need to tune in our ear to Him. "Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. For in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul unto thee." Anybody like that scripture over there in Proverbs 3? I believe it's along about verse 5 and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path." What best time to do that's in the morning. "Lord, I don't know how to make it through this day. You guide me through this day. You let me cross paths with who You want me to cross paths with. You help me to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and to Your will." The Bible said early in the morning, early, "cause me to hear Your loving kindness." In Luke 21, the Bible said the people came early in the morning to Him in the temple for to hear Him. And John 8 and verse number 2, "And early in the morning He came again into the temple, and all the people came unto Him, and He sat down and taught them." How many believes that, listen, that those people knew they were going to get a blessing? Amen. That's why they didn't care to get up early in the morning, amen, and go into that temple. They knew that when he taught, he didn't teach like the scribes. He didn't teach like the Pharisee. He taught as one having authority. And they figured it was worth it to get up, amen, and get in his presence in the morning. I believe with all of my heart, he wants us there too. In Acts chapter 5, take your Bibles and turn there. I'm about done. Acts chapter 5 tonight. I want to give you a thought here. And then I'm going to give you one more contrasting thought in the book of Isaiah. In Acts chapter number 5, listen to what the Bible said in verse 18 down through verse 21. Acts chapter 5 and verse 18. We had just gotten through here with Ananias and Sapphira. They lied to the Holy Ghost and they died. Both of them did. And then the Bible in this persecution here in verse number 18. Well, let me read verse 17 as well. Then the high priest rose up and all they were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and they were filled with indignation. Why? Because the disciples and the church, there was great fear upon the church. They were in one accord in verse number 12. And the believers were the more added to the Lord in verse number 14. And people were being healed in the streets and on their beds and couches. And even Peter passing by, the Bible said every one of them was healed. In verse number 17, they didn't like it. The religious crowd didn't like it. They were filled with indignation. But watch this, I'm going somewhere. They laid their hands on the apostles in verse 18, and they put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go, stand, and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. He said, preacher, what were they going to do? They were going to do just exactly what they've been doing, for they got locked up. Amen. And the Bible said when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. Hallelujah. Not only was Jesus going into the temple, here's the disciples going into the temple, and there's people gathering in the temple to hear the word of the living God. How important it is early in the morning. But the high priest came, and they that were with them, they called the council together. And the senate of the children of Israel had sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, the prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keeper standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within. You say, preacher, why couldn't they find them? Because the power of God showed up. And they took that power early in the morning right on in there. And passed it on to somebody else. There's a purpose in the morning. I was looking at this. Did you know in the morning, some people are going to get up and they're going to seek God. Some people are going to get up and they're going to seek drugs. Some people are going to get up, they're going to seek alcohol. Some people are going to get up and they're going to seek the things of this world. Amen. You say, preacher, where did you get that? Listen to what Isaiah 5 and 11 said. Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning. Watch this. That they may follow strong drink that continue until night, until wine inflame them. Can I say there ought to be a great contrast between our purpose in the morning and this world's purpose in the morning. A great contrast. We're getting up to see Him. They're getting up. They get into anything they can get into. A lot of times it's just for a little bit of temporary relief. Some people will be looking to swindle somebody. Can I tell you, it hadn't been too long ago, I believe I got snookered personally, myself. Say amen. I tell you, it'll happen. They'll do anything for one more pill, one more drink, amen, one more fix. They'll do anything for it. That's all they live for. You and I have a different purpose in life. When we fulfill that purpose, some of them may switch over. Come to a time in their life, thank God Almighty, where they'll have a different purpose in their life as well. We didn't always live for the Lord. We didn't always get up looking for Him in the morning. I thank God that He's changed
our purpose. The Bible talked about over there in the book of Acts, with purpose of heart, they clave unto the Lord. And I believe that's exactly the way that we should be as the children of God. We ought to cling to the Lord and cleave to the things of God on purpose in this generation. Well, it's just five simple things, but it'll change your morning. A place, a prayer, a power, a praise, and then, my friend, a purpose in the morning. It'll change your life. It really will.